This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Oh, the Hour One Nugget, here we go, part 55. Peace of the Father. And today, we're looking at 1 Peter, the third chapter. And I'm going to go from verse 9. Peter says this: don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and He will bless you for it. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. That is what we're called to do, beloved. That is what God is calling us to do every single day, every single minute. That is what He is calling us to do. To look for the peaceful option. Whenever we find ourselves in conflict or in an argument or in just a disagreement, we are called to always seek for the peaceful option. I cannot tell you how many times over the last few years, I would say, when I've been involved in conflict of some sort, and there's been lots of conflict, believe you me, there has been lots. I'll just either say nothing at all, or say something like, if you say so. I might then say, would you like to know my point of view? And if there's no response, then I don't give my point of view. I honestly can say that I always search for peace. I always look for peace. I like to think that I never ever want to seek revenge. When someone has hurt me, and they've hurt me, I'll let them know that they've hurt me, and then it's up to them. For I am forgiving straight away. Now that's not me trying to say to you, oh gosh, I'm perfect. Far from it. Far, far from it. But over the years, I've noticed that arguments solve nothing. They get you nowhere. What they do is to take peace from you. Sometimes I believe that arguments are there specifically to destroy your peace. And I'm not only talking about arguments, I'm talking about conflict. Conflict of any description. What is the point? What is the point? Look what Peter says today. He says, don't repay evil for evil. In other words, don't seek revenge. Revenge is nothing to do with you. When someone has hurt you, it is nothing at all to do with you. Are you hearing me? The Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Revenge is nothing to do with you. Revenge is to do with God, and you let God deal with it the way he wants to deal with it, whatever it is, because whatever God does in that situation will be perfect. And you would never have thought of it. So I love that scripture. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I have it. I've got this. God says, I've got this. We don't need to worry about revenge. What we need to do is pay back people with a blessing. Those that have hurt us, those that have caused conflict in our lives, those that are always pushing and pushing and pushing. Some people just love to argue. They get so much out of it. I have no clue why. But some people love it. They love to make arguments. They love to cause conflict. They try to find every single possible way they can to draw you into conflict. Do you know, I believe this very much. When someone wants to argue with you, when they want to draw you into some sort of a conflict, and you're not biting, how annoying must that be? But what you're doing, instead of getting involved in the conflict, instead of getting involved in this argument that has brewed from nothing at all, in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, just say, Lord, I pray blessings on that person now in the name of Jesus. I pray multiple blessings toward that person now in Jesus' name. And then let the peace come. Because when you say that, the peace will come for sure. The peace of the Father will be there instantly. And you know what? You can look at some people and you can see. You can physically see the peace on them. And you can look at other people and you can physically see the arrogance and the anger and the frustration and the conflict. It's all over them. You can physically see it in the spirit. So when someone's looking at you and they're physically seeing this peace, who knows what happens next? I say this story a lot because it had a great impression on me many, many years ago. When David Wilkerson went to see the gangs in New York and he met Nicky Cruz and the Mau Mau gang, and Nicky Cruz approached David Wilkerson, who was a young pastor from Philadelphia, approached him and said, come anywhere near me and I'm going to cut you, preacher. And David said, you can cut me into 1,000 pieces, and every single piece would shout, I love you. Such was the peace on David Wilkerson's face. And I believe a turning point in Nicky Cruz's life, for he went on to become an international children's evangelist around the world, and is still alive and still doing the same today. It is wonderful to know that peace can be there for the asking. Instead, pay back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do, and he will bless you for it. And if to reiterate what Peter is saying, as if to confirm what he's saying, he says, this is what scripture says, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Then Peter says, turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. So Peter is telling us clearly here, you know, peace isn't just a rite of passage. Sometimes we have to work for that peace. Sometimes we have to work really hard. I have a friend, Canon Andrew White, who works for peace in the Middle East and constantly works toward that end. That is someone who seriously is working for peace. He tries to bring the Palestinians and the Israelis together. He tries to bring peace in the Middle East. That's what he works for. That is all he works for. That is his mission in life, if you will. To bring about peace in the Middle East, and that's what he wonderfully loves to do. And you know, when you meet Andrew, what do you see on his face? I'll tell you. You see peace. You see wonderful peace. Peter goes on to say, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. Nothing could be clearer. Nothing could be clearer than that. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. Beloved, I know this is speaking to you in a powerful way today. And I know when you hear a word like this, you seriously start to search yourself to find out what is going on. You ask yourself, like you're asking yourself now, this question: do I work for peace? Do I work to maintain peace? If your answer is yes, wonderful. If your answer is no, then today is the day that that changes. I want you to pray with me right now. I want you to pray in Jesus' name that not only would you receive that peace now, but you would work to maintain it. Just say these words after me. Father God, I lift my eyes to your throne, and I say to you, Lord God Almighty, bring your peace into the situation I find myself in right now. Bring your peace, Lord. And Father, I promise you, in the name of Jesus, I will work to maintain it. I will work diligently to maintain this peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for all you have done for me. I pray in the name of Yeshua that you would keep me safe, keep me from harm. Teach me, Lord, to keep my eyes focused on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Beloved, just saying the words, peace of the Father, brings peace. And I know whatever it is you are doing right now, whether it be you're in your office, you're at school, you're on the train, wherever you happen to be, whatever you are happen to be doing right now, right at this minute, as you listen to this word, I know the Father is pouring his love into you and upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. I'd love to hear from you, to find out your story, to find out what God is doing in your life. Studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. It would be good to hear from you.